India frees 11 men convicted of gang raping pregnant Muslim woman, Bilkis Banu, and murdering her family. We are joined by Sheikh Zakir Hussain, founder and editor-in-chief at the Cognate. So we welcome our guest. Sheikh Zakir, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother. How are you?
Very well. You so. And yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for inviting.
These developments with regards to the release of the 11 men, this obviously linked to the Gujarat riots that took place into around 2002. So it goes back almost 20 years. Perhaps you could begin by, you know, just painting the context of the Gujarat riots and what had transpired at that time, and how was Bilkis Banu a victim at that time?
So the Gujarat pogrom, it was, I would like to call it pogrom, and that's how many human rights activists and journalists who covered the genocide, the killings, described it as. And I think that's the appropriate word to use it as well. So this took place in 2002, this, like you rightly said, 20 years ago, where Muslims were targeted in the state of Gujarat and India were specifically targeted. And one estimate says that close to 2,000 Muslim people were killed in these in this program. Many women were raped, gang raped, and one of the women who was gang raped is who was at that time a 19-year-old woman called Bilkis Banu. She was a married woman with a 3-year-old girl, and she was pregnant at that time when she was raped with another child. So the Gujarat pogrom, it's one of the worst, killings that took place in independent India. Most of the people who were part of the, part of this genocide, part of these killings, today live scot-free. And including the ones who were convicted of the 11 people who were convicting of raping Bilkis Banu, today is set free. This shows, the status of affairs, the way the law and the absolute mockery of law and justice that's happening in India today. That's what the Gujarat riots is about.
Yes, in terms of the fact that these have been released now, do we know who had granted the permission for the release? We understand that it's because of their good behavior that they've been granted the release.
It's nothing to do with the good behavior. So the Gujarat government, where this heinous crime took place, they have a remission policy under which, the so-called remission policy, under which they do grant, leniency, and they let off people who have been convicted of crimes. So under that policy, the Gujarat government has released these 11 convicts. This is despite, them being found guilty at multiple times, not once by the special CBI court, who was investigating this this entire case. In 2008, they had sentenced these 11 accused to life imprisonment, and not just of gang rape but also murder of 7 members of Bilkis Banu's family. You need to understand that this is not just about a rape case. After raping them, they had also murdered people who were, of Bilkis Banu's family. So they've been accused of, convicted of rape as well as murder. So these are the kind of people who are being set free. We're not talking about a petty, crime. We're not talking about burglary or anything of that sort. We're talking about one of the most heinous crimes that took place in the history of this, this country. And this is, this is what the government has done. And this is not the first time this has happened. Even before this, in the Gujarat case, in the Gujarat pogrom case, there have been multiple incidents in the past where people found convicted of crimes, convicted of carrying out, murder, killings of mass, in number of people have been let off, have been let go scot-free. So this is a precedent that has been set by the Gujarat government to let off people who have murdered Muslims.
Yes. Does this tie in with the anti-sentiment that the Modi government has created, antagonizing the Muslims across India?
That's one thing, but it's also the Modi government telling people who have sending out a message that if you do anything to Muslims, we are there to back you, right? I mean, that's the message. Like I said, this is not the first time they've done it. Before this, police officers were involved in fake encounter killings who were close to the Modi government. They have been let off. High-ranking officials in the government at that time in 2002 were part of the Modi government who were convicted of killings of Muslims. They've been let off. And, this is the precedent they have set in ever since the Modi government has come in 2014. This has been happening repeatedly. So this is the government telling people that, you have a free hand at doing whatever you want to Muslims, and we have your back, and there's nothing that can happen to you. This is the message that they want to send to murderers and rapers. And, of course, like you said, they also want to antagonize Muslims by letting people like this go scot-free.
Yes. Is there any hope of appealing this release?
They might be. I mean, the next step is to approach the Supreme Court and to take this case forward. But we do not know if any kind of relief will be granted to the victim. There have been criticism from every quarter. I mean, human rights activists, Muslim community leaders, they've all criticized this move. They've condemned it. They've called it, mockery of justice. Justice. And the entire country and the entire world has been witnessing this. Supreme Court is the only thing, but we do not know if, anything will be reversed. Because even before, in the previous cases, when people had approached the courts, they didn't get any relief. So I'm not really sure if this would be any different this time.
Unfortunate reality. Jazakumullah khair for creating the awareness, for bringing our listeners onto speed about what's happening. And inshallah, we'll continue making dua for the people of India.
Barakallahu
feek.
Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
That is our guest, Sheikh Zakir Hussain, founder and editor in chief at the Cognate, talking to us about Bilqis Banu and what has happened with regards to her case.